Today is Tuesday, March 2nd. Mr. Consistency himself, Decky Brown, how are we?
We're doing great, Andy Audacity. We're having an absolute blast and excited to throw a little bit of a change-up podcast at you today. With us becoming a podcast production company, we always got to be saying that. We're beating the dead horse on the fact that we are a podcast production company now. We decided to kind of attack this podcast specifically with how to kind of win in the podcast industry. I mean, we've been doing this for 4 years. We've recorded over 300 podcasts. This is our 302nd podcast. And we're not experts by any means. We're two wildly average idiots who love having fun. But one thing that we have done right that I think that you would echo me on this, Andrew, is we've learned to love the game and the industry of podcasting.
Yes, this thing is our hub. This podcast right now and over the last 4 years has been what's kept us centered and what's pushed us forward, and it's been able to grow our network. So we want to talk to you guys today how to win in the industry, because there's so many people out there talking about how to start a podcast, all this grassroots stuff in the introduction of a podcast. Okay, that's great and all, and those are pretty straightforward steps, but how do you win in the industry? How do you remain confident in yourself and the content that you're putting out each day? So we're going to walk through, and it's not going to be anything crazy. We're going to remove all the fluff. We're going to get to the meat of it right away and talk about winning in this industry and what you need to do that.
Absolutely. And I think one thing before we dive in, you mentioned sort of the fluff or the surface level information that you need to start a podcast. We have you covered on that. Andrew actually wrote an awesome blog. It's on our website. The link to that blog with all the audio equipment, camera equipment, distribution methods, the ways you record and how you record a podcast, all that grassroots and baseline information is in a blog that is in the link to the show, or it is linked in the show notes of this podcast. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and check it out, just reach out to us. We'd be happy to help you. But yeah, I think you brought it up great. I think the first thing that how we look at a podcast is, like, if you were to take the word podcast completely out of it and look at the action of what's actually going on, it's an undistracted, genuine conversation for an hour. It could go to 2 hours, sometimes even 3 hours, but for the most part, it's an undistracted, genuine conversation. And Andrew and I really like to attack it this way because, like, we find our guests that use our guest acquisition method of just like finding the people that we're super curious in. We find the people that are accessible and we bring them in and have this genuine conversation. I think the draw that keeps people coming back and the draw that keeps us coming back is this idea that we're genuinely connecting with one person at a time with each episode that's being released. And you mentioned this idea of the hub and spoke model, right? Where the podcast or the back pocket for our sake is the hub, and each guest is a new spoke, and each guest is a new opportunity to connect and network and do business with.
And this hub, it revolves around having trust, and you need to show to your audience that you're growing with them. So you're bringing on these new guests and you each week are challenging yourself to tap into someone that you're curious about. Okay. How do you build trust with your audience? They're interested in that person, but they're going to keep coming back because of the personality you are. And that starts with listening and being curious. And so we're going to focus on this hub right now, which is the podcast itself. Winning in the space is listening in the space. It's an audio podcast. People are putting on headphones. They're either working, they're doing their laundry, they're out doing yard work. You need to have an intense listening focus while you're recording this podcast. Throw away the questions. If you have a list of questions, that's great for you to give yourself a foundation of what you want to talk about. We highly recommend not sending that to the guest, because then you're going to pigeonhole them in what they think they should talk about. The trust comes from listening to that guest, asking genuine questions and carrying the conversation along as if the audience is in the room with you and they're nodding their head and they're smiling and you can intently see that the conversation is flowing from point A to point B without you having to like look down or look over to the side and think about what you wanted to say prior to them coming in the studio. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. I think what you're touching on too is this idea that a conversation is an active riff. I never know what you're going to say, nor you never really know what I'm going to say. Yeah, I know who you are and you know who I am. And we've known each other for quite some time, but there's this aspect of having a conversation and this active listening pattern and this flow that kind of comes to the conversation where, you know, you're going to say something about walking your dog or something like that. And then I'm going to relate to that and say, oh, I walk my dog too. I find this energy from this. And we continue to build on these points without really thinking or addressing them. Just simply listening in the real time. And then over time, when you go back and listen to it, you're like, wow, I didn't realize the impetus of this entire hour long conversation was about X. I would say that is one of just the more fulfilling, like small, it's just like the little things you can do just within the podcast space and in terms of the act of podcasting. Because I think one thing that we're touching on here is like, how do you win? It's like the main formula for learning how to win in this space and in this industry is remaining consistent. The people who are recording the most podcasts week to week to week and doing it for the longest time are the ones that are going to have the most success, you know? And in terms of this winning, we're not talking necessarily about the scoreboard at the end of the day, whether you won or lost and you're paying attention to the numbers or your downloads or you're up in the downloads with this guest or down in downloads because you did something differently. Those are all good things to analyze, but they're not the things that you hinge your beliefs on. And I think that's something that we're really just trying to push across is like this aspect of consistency comes at looking at this podcast as a way to genuinely connect and have good conversations with people, not necessarily the downloads.
Right. And that is, it's huge because you will get exhausted, constantly tired, if you're focusing on growing your podcast simply through analytics. And seeing, okay, the audience loved this type of guest and this type of conversation and forcing yourself down this alley. Granted, you might start seeing more downloads and more success. And if that's the route you want to take, more power to you. Like, I'm not going to knock you for it. But if you are trying to find value in the industry through your own personal network and what's going around you, we challenge you to sit down with yourself and ask what you want out of this podcast. Where do you find the value? And let's use us as an example to give, you know, our listeners a good foundation of what we mean by getting the value. We use our podcast as a networking tool. We put no pressure on ourselves to go out and get the biggest name possible to have on our show to then get more downloads. We are sitting in this position where we grab on the person we're most curious about or someone that we want to work with later and have them on and get to know them. It's just like going to get coffee, but now you have the opportunity to record it and blast it off to your audience who are also going to take away something. That's where we find the value, is treating these podcasts like coffee dates and having on our best friends, documenting their story, and then having on people that we want to host an event with, having on people that we want to maybe produce their podcast and show them why we're important. And all the things in between. That is what's important to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's funny that you mentioned like the growth and like the documentation of all of it. And it's just cool. Like over the last 4 years of like having these different guests back on the show and like the growth and being able to like look back on these old podcasts and see the growth in between each episode has just been like phenomenal. But I also like, it's probably overwhelming. It's very overwhelming at first to even have the conversation or like put yourself really truly out there because it's such an authentic and transparent industry. If you think about how much time listeners are spending listening to your podcast, whether it's 100 listeners or 10,000 listeners, like after a certain amount of time, you're going to have people come up to you and like know a lot more about you than you even probably remember or even would think that they would know about you. And it has a lot to do with like how much time they're spending listening to your voice. So one thing that Andrew and I, like the way we try and like get better or try and understand, like, you know, how are we really reaching the right people? That kind of stuff is really, I mean, first of all, we go back and listen to every episode, and that has many benefits in terms of, you know, with you just listening to yourself and getting the reps in. I've also noticed too, through listening back to our podcast, is knowing whether it's like entertaining or not. If I'm in the midst of a 2-hour podcast and listening to our voices and I'm getting tired after the first 15 minutes, there's a good chance our listeners are probably like that too. So just keeping that front of mind and keeping that awareness and in that feedback loop is super important. But I think at the end of the day, there's this other aspect of like, we're when you start a podcast, and with that most likely a brand, or you already have a brand that's going along with that, the podcast is very much a mirror reflection of what you're about to go into, and you're the owner, you're the kind of the captain of the ship. And I think what's cool about the podcast space is it really makes you, if you want to remain consistent, you want to remain coming back to it each week, it's that consistency requires a lot of accountability. And with that accountability comes a lot of growth in yourself if you're willing to stay with it. And I think that's, and you could probably say this too, Andrew, is just like the idea of like how much we've grown through having these types of conversations. Like we don't really care about the downloads all that much. We just really care about the idea of like these conversations are super sacred, especially in this time and world where everything's moving so fast. I want nothing more than for people to take advantage of that opportunity. I want nothing more than for them to show up and have the fun part of recording, because this is the fun part, right? The production and the back end side and all the stuff we could spend a whole fucking podcast on. That shit is not really that flashy, takes a long time. And that's the bulk of our 4 years of work, which is why we're recording this. Is like, I want this to be like an entertaining source of like why podcasting rocks ass. And we'll take care of the rest, dude. We'll take care of the back end. We'll take care of all the production. That's kind of what we're after nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, this podcast is simply directed at an individual who either can't find consistency with their podcast or wants to start a podcast and is looking for that end goal of winning in this industry. And I can't say how many times that you and I have sat down exhausted from the amount of work that goes into it behind the scenes. And you want the best product out there for your audience. So constantly putting that pressure on yourself and then putting that impairment with the downloads is just a recipe for disaster. And that's something that we had to come to realize at some point. We are very consistent in what we do. But what I love about this podcast, time and time again, is sitting here pushing myself to be in this riff and finding comfort in the uncomfortable parts of what it takes to carry a conversation. How much time and energy do I get to invest into someone else, fill up their cup, and ultimately seeing them win in this while I'm having this conversation, and then maybe a couple weeks after will fill my cup later. It's this mutual game of podcasting. It's a funny industry because there's so many people out there. I was just watching this YouTube, the Spotify live stream, and there's 2 million podcasts on Spotify. Holy shit. Like, that is insane. And how do you stand out? Well, you and I are two average white guys. I mean, the way that we stand out is very hard for, like, we have to do something wild if we wanted to really stand out. But what we're going to do is we're going to better ourselves every day and ultimately help our guests win. Because when they come on our show, they know they have now an opportunity to work with us in the near future. And that is our spokes that we push out. So we talk about this hub with podcasting, and Declan did a great job of mentioning different ways to enhance that hub. But how do you push yourselves to get spokes going? How do you grow your audience outside of this? So you're seeing wins face to face, or you're seeing wins in other ways. Again, we're going to continue to say it, outside of numbers.
Yeah. And I think one thing that's kind of cool about that you were mentioning is like, yeah, there's 2 million podcasts and it's hard to stick out, but like, simplify it down to you, who you are and what makes you unique. And I think that's what's really cool about the podcast space. It's like, you know, no matter how many cool guests you and I get on, say we get on The Rock Johnson tomorrow, and yeah, our downloads are going to totally spike if he promotes it. And those new listeners are listening to us for the first time. But like, what's really keeping a listener coming back every time? It's, yeah, the flow of the podcast, or maybe the information that they're getting from the podcast, but who's giving that information and who's maintaining the flow? It's us. So I think what I really like about our model, no matter what, how many downloads we're going to have or whatever, it's like, or how we're even going to stick out as two white guys in the space. It's like, we're simplifying the model. Obviously I'm not going to deny that there's niches in the niches and the riches, but we talk about everything on this podcast. We're not specific to one sort of topic. So simplifying our approach in terms of what our intentions with the podcast is what makes us consistent. We're finding wins, like you say, outside the studio with our different podcast guests that we've recorded with for so long. And it's not saying that every single guest that walks through our door is like this great glitzy businessman who's wanting to do work with us right away. It's come over time, and it's come through genuine recommendations. Like at the end of every episode, we always ask that guest who's sitting, who now has a better idea of us, who's been talking with us for an hour. We ask him at the very end, "Hey man, who do you think would be a good guest for the next show?" And Andrew and I did a really good job of keeping our podcast in the lane of in the Twin Cities, because we wanted to have face-to-face conversations. And that made all the difference. I mean, that made us unique in the space. And I think that is something that you could easily join that live stream, see the 2 million podcasts and get overwhelmed immediately and ask yourself, how do I fit in the space? I would challenge you to look at it almost the exact opposite way, is how does the podcast industry and what it provides with genuine conversation and networking and all the things we're saying, how can that be amplified within yourself or within the business? Do you need more networking? Do you need more genuine conversation? Are you starved for information and curiosity and the different things going on in your life? If those are answers yes to your question, to those questions, then yes, you absolutely should find a podcast or absolutely start a podcast.
You crush that right there. You absolutely crush that. And that is the main point we circle when we're talking to these new clients that we're having conversations with about producing their podcast. If you, that's how you need to look at this industry, and that's how you need to love this industry. We talked about the podcast and what it can do for you. We talked about the way you can tap into your network and grow your brand that way, and how you can enhance your podcast through show notes. But the one most mandatory aspect of podcasts, this is an audio industry, but you need video production. Yeah. And this might be not the exact way we handle like the winning in podcast industry. It doesn't tie exactly into what we're getting after, but it needs to be brought up, because what video can do for you outside of capturing the moment is, it's pivotal from bringing more awareness to what you're doing through social media, through email blasts, sending the clips to your guests so that they can post them or share them with their friends. The video aspect is huge. And once we dialed that in, we really, really saw an uplift in notoriety in what we're doing here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, to put it very simply, if someone's listening and still not fully understanding the picture, it's you promote your audio podcast on 99% visual platforms outside of now Clubhouse, which is it being one of the first ever successful audio driven platforms. Every other platform is a visual platform. It's hard to just post graphics and audio waves promoting your podcast. Just simply isn't as appealing as a video of you talking or something else on that side of things. It has everything to do with just aiding in promotion. And I think something that I've also seen that's not necessarily related to this, but just the idea of like a podcast with it being a long form conversation. We've seen a lot of podcasts just turn into like TV shows, and how this podcast space, the more visual it's getting with, you know, Spotify with the Rogan deal, you see Spotify transferring, you know, they are a genuine audio platform now rolling out video with Rogan's podcast. And now they're telling us through the streaming cert, the stream, whatever you joined the other day, now them telling us that, hey, we're going to actually open up the doors for all users to upload video. That should tell you something in terms of why audio video is important. Now, while it is important, it's also a pain in the ass to get started and get fired up. So again, if you need any help on the resources of how you start with video in the podcasting space, that link is in the show notes of this podcast with our resources and how we do it.
Yep. And it's super fun dicing this content up and then shooting it out to all the social medias and picking certain content for each platform. I want to go on this tangent real quick because it cracks me up every week how we do it. You have your viral content on TikTok that's a little off the beaten path, off color, outlandish, you know, it catches the algorithm, gets the likes going. Then you post something similar-ish to Instagram. Maybe now we're touching Instagram Reels. You have a long-form IGTV to really capture the moment and give someone substance behind a conversation. And then you post something to LinkedIn that has just an occasional suit and tie feel to it, but you're really showing your peacock on that platform by standing out and being yourself. And the video aspect of you just now sitting down for an hour, chopping those up into snackable moments and blasting them off on all these pages, people are in awe of what you just talked about. And now they want more context behind it. And it's going to result to them coming back to the podcast or simply people reaching out saying, I love what you're doing. I want to join your show. The best way to market your brand and your podcast is through visual cues. So I circled the wagon pretty heavily there, but it's super important. And now that like we have it figured out, I just get even more excited talking about it. The fact that like we are doing something on this Zoom call that not a lot of people could figure out, but it's pretty straightforward because we have all the equipment necessary. And then someone like Erica Nardini's personal assistant comments on our LinkedIn saying, your video quality is off the roof. Would love to chat. Erica's it seems to not have the best quality. Like those moments happen because of the work we've put in now for 4 years.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, like the questions that people have about like getting started in the space are still very similar to what they were back when we started. And even 2-3 years in, and the questions we still have now. I mean, the industry is always evolving. So, you know, you never really know where it goes, but I still think it goes without saying, like, it's so important to just be like, if you're going to start a podcast, like the right reasons to start it is essentially to have those conversations and connect with others. But like, you're going to find so much more about yourself through this podcasting experience than you ever would have before. And it's such an internal deep dive that the remaining consistent in that is just going to amplify it. Like I attribute so much of my, you know, self-awareness, I would say, to this podcast simply because I listen to myself talk all the time. Just like I'm like aware of how I talk because of it. But I think, and Andrew, in terms of like stuff that we've run into or time, has there been a time that you can recall where when it's been a challenge to remain consistent? And then like maybe how we overcame it.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would go back to the earliest days and look at when we first started recording these podcasts. I had reservations about continuing it because I didn't feel like I was putting out a message that I could stand for. It was more, I felt like we were being goofballs. I felt like we were juniors in college. I didn't know if employers were going to like respect the content that I was putting out. So my consistency quickly faded and my belief in the industry faded because I didn't believe in myself and what I was talking about. And in that very moment, and the impetus of this podcast itself, like the one we're recording tonight, evolved in that time, junior year, second semester, where you looked at me, Andrew, and you said, Andrew, if you don't like what you're saying, then don't say it. put out content that you believe in, talk about stuff that you care about, and allow it to be what you've already mentioned, a mirror image of who you are. And in doing that, you're going to gravitate the right employers. If someone saw the podcast and didn't like it, they probably weren't a right fit for you to begin with. So that was just kind of like an aha moment, a self check where I internally looked at myself and I was like, you're absolutely right. If I want to be a part of this for the next 4 years, I need to invest in myself and find the things that I want to talk about. And that is ultimately like where we headed. So I think that was my example. Do you have anything?
Yeah, I would say, the idea of hitting the pause button is okay, especially if you're confident in yourself with what you've been putting out. So there are some people that are just go-getters, right? Like they want to record each and every week. They're grinding, grinding, grinding. And I'm telling you, it will always get to a point where you're going to start to feel a little burnt out. And when you get to that point of burning out, just recognize that it's okay to pause every little bit. And our best recommendation, or something that we've used in the past, is just taking a break and calling it the end of your season, and then branding it in a way that's like, hey, that was the end. Like, you build up like to your season finale, and then you take a break for as long as you want. You get to reflect. You get to take a rest from recording. You get to kind of look back at your processes and see what's good, what's bad, and feel totally cool with going off grid, because going off grid fucking rocks. And then coming back for that next season or that next time to start it up. Just understand, like, this podcast is yours. It's not the listeners. So, like, if you want to stop, then feel free to stop. And understand that it's okay to take a break. I think you and I, after grinding for 40 weeks straight in 2019 and recording 120 podcasts during that time, like, one would, like, I was burnt out at like episode 100 in that season. Like, the last 2 months, I just remember like telling you, like, at that moment, I was like, dude, I'm so ready to be done. Like, can we call it in November this year and just call it? Cause I'm so tired of putting three episodes out a week. And it's cool. Again, it goes back to just this aspect of like being honest with yourself, being accountable, and honestly just the being self-aware at the end of the day.
Amen to that. And then another question I want to ask is, where have you found your biggest win inside the industry? And we've talked about the consistency aspect, and we just mentioned, you know, how to solve that issue. But I'm just curious, Deck, where have you found your biggest win from now recording for 4 years?
Biggest win would be the lessons learned and the experience that I feel like I gained from listening intently to anyone that walks through the doors. Doesn't matter if it's a massive real estate mogul. It doesn't matter if it's famous Dave himself. Doesn't matter if it's our best friend down the street. Everybody's got value to bring to the table, and everybody's got a great conversation in their back pocket. And there's nothing more that fires me up than to ask the question or poke the bear to get to really elicit that from someone, or get that conversation, or get something that that person's probably never said in their lives, and get that on the podcast and in my ears and totally digested. Because when pressure becomes stress and anxiety rises and I'm in a tough situation, I'm obviously relying on things that I've had in my own life, but I'm also relying on the stories and the lessons learned and the experiences that these people who have come on our show and have it shared with us. So I would say just those types of, just the idea, just the aspect of genuinely listening and grasping as much as I can, those have turned into major wins for me through these past 4 years. How about you?
Oh, that's freaking sweet, man, and fires me up. For me, I think that exact point, and then taking it a step further, you know, these situations have presented so many opportunities for ourselves, taking advantage of those opportunities and jumping on them and seeing them and just going full force. I was able to get an internship into the industry of media through the podcast with Giselle Uccardi, gave me a foundation, finished that internship up, hit up another podcast guest, Caleb Van Diemen, started working for him for free because I just still wanted more and more, knowledge in the industry of media and media buying. And I worked with him for 4 months and then finally looked at him. I go, hey, how about I just work for you full time? And he's like, I'd like that. And then he started paying me. And now I've been there for 2 years. Just the coolest moments of this podcast showing its full face in full colors. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I can actually work for this person. It's been incredible.
Yeah. And I think like both of those instances are, you know, putting this in full circle moment, like it really shows like the value of podcasting is never going to be a dollar amount for us. Like no advertiser, no dollar amount is going to make this industry or make this podcast feel more of like a win than it already is. I would just say like for anyone that, wants to work with us or get in the space with us, is I just want nothing more than like these people to be fulfilled by the space, because there's so much that it could provide for someone. And, you know, there's going to be people who come on. The best part is there's gonna be people who have come on into the podcast space with a brand they've built elsewhere. And they're going to be able to build, bring their audience of committed listeners, and then create a beautiful value add stream to these listeners. They're going to create so much better of a community and amplifying it through the podcast. We're guys who believe so hard much in that because we started our brand in the podcast industry and have just tried to build the best, most genuine and authentic community we possibly can. And honestly, I'm just ready to share that with the world. And that's why we continue to harp that we're a podcast production company, because like the wins that we're having now is when other people win in the space with us.
Yes. And people don't understand what it takes to build a podcast. It's easy for some celebrity to come in and drop a podcast and immediately have a bunch of listens and a huge following. But when you start from the grassroots, from the ground up, and build this brand of people following you, and how cool is it when 30 people listen to your episode for an hour? I mean, if 30 people walked into a room and listened to you talk for an hour, that'd fire you up. So understand the perspective, build a little perspective around it. And at the end of the day, where we have sat for 4 years is give value, get value, and it comes full circle. It truly does if you pour your heart in it. And that is why I will always be the first one to raise my hand and say the podcast industry is the most fulfilling space that you can be a part of.
In media right now, I would say in media, it's the highest engaged. It's the most time dedicated to, and it has absolutely no rules. So have at it. Like, you can literally do anything with it. It's a blank audio canvas. And I think anybody can get into the space that is willing to have, or that's willing to value, or willing to put themselves forward and understand it's a vulnerable thing to do, right? To talk into a mic and have the wants to people to hear you and really say something that makes an impact. Like, these are all things that are hard things to do. So first and foremost, like, if you're even thinking about it, I already commend you for the bravery and the willingness to step up and take a leap. So if you're one of those people that wants to do that and wants to produce with us, we'd be more than happy to take you on and help you out. If you have any other questions, always hit us up. You know, anywhere on Instagram, we're at the Back Pocket Podcast. You can hit us up on Gmail, where our email is thebackpocketpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us pretty much anywhere on socials. But we just really appreciate you guys, you know, taking the time to listen with us. And we hope you work with us in the future.
We hope you work with us in the future, because we're churning and burning out great content right now. Decky mentioned ourselves, but we're also producing the Straight Candid Podcast. Go follow those two ladies, tapping into the brain in a world that we can never wrap our heads around. So these ladies are killing it. They are on a hot streak. They are on a winning streak right now. The Straight Candid Podcast. And then if you're in the Twin Cities and you're listening to this, go to the_DNP on Instagram and check out the Date Night Podcast. This is something we host every Wednesday night at First Draft from roughly 6 to 9. And we are now starting this killer format called Kings and Queens with the Date Night Podcast. And we will speed date 3 people with a king or queen. And at the end of that 3 speed date round, you will ask, the king or queen will ask one of them to come back on and ask them out for a second date. Really cool, high entertaining, high value, high paced podcast that is going to, you know, just create a little bubble that people are going to be pointing at and say, these guys are the next Bachelor here in Minneapolis.
Yeah. We're saying this with like smirks on our face, 'cause like most of us is like, how the hell are we navigating this space right now? But it's working, and it's really, really fun to watch people record podcasts on first dates. I think that was like the impetus of why we wanted to do this. And it's hilarious, but
that is all that we're up to. I appreciate you guys giving us the time of day and learning how to win in the space of podcasting, consistency, and giving value. We love you guys. Take care.
seeing double. Tell the whole squad out the back door, man, I think it's time to huddle. Yeah, we're in trouble. Wrote a pop song, tried to pop off, but I think we popped a bubble. And we run around, but now I know we're tired of the nonsense. All the things we can't control. Really, really messes with a healthy mindset. Are we there yet? Or is this just how it goes? So you wanna play the pop game, said you never, never will change, but I don't believe you. So you wanna play the pop game, said it always goes the same way, but I don't believe you. No, I don't, no, I don't. Triple coverage. Had it mapped out, but you spaced out, man, you didn't see it coming. Yeah. Hold my luggage. About to fly up, holding my cup, looking down and seeing nothing. And we run around, but now I know we're tired of the nonsense. Are we there yet? Or is this just how it goes? So you wanna play the pop game, said you never, never will change, but I don't believe you. No, I don't. So you wanna play the pop game, said it always goes the same way, but I don't believe you. No, I don't, no, I don't. So you wanna play the pop game, said you never, never will change, but I don't believe you. No, I don't. So you wanna play the pop game?